I might as well button my shirt since I'm sitting here today. How is everybody? Blessing and peace on you. You like that, Ben? Yeah, like that. Might as well button my shirt. Just like, oh, man, my shirt's not buttoned. Sorry about that. Well, guys, blessing and peace on you, and welcome, guys, to this very special edition of The Pulse. And I'm so happy that you're here with me today, because today, guys, not only are we going to be sharing rescue stories and talking about our team that's down in the Amazon jungle right now rescuing kids, we're going to continue to tell you about the incredible opportunity that we have in the rescues that we're doing in the nation of Mexico. And then after we do all of that, guys, we're also going to be sharing a very special guest with you today. And I'll let Connie tell you about that. But guys, if you would please like this, love this, share this, push the button, do the thing, and actually get on there and say, hey, this is where I'm watching from. I already see Sherry on here. I already see my friends in Uganda are on here. That's great. Also see Mindy is here. Mindy, what part of the world are you from? I see Mark is here, and he's from South Africa. He's from Albert Falls. I'm so happy to see him. Missouri is in the house. And St. Simons Island, man, where is that at, Mr. T-Mad Drummer? What part of the world is that in? So, guys, I'm so happy to see you guys. Fort Worth, Texas is here. I just now left the stockyards. I spent the night in the stockyards last night.
How was that?
It was absolutely incredible. I took all my friends from Israel. And they all left this morning, and you know, man, they're traumatized from the war. They are so messed up, and we just spent just a couple of days just loving on them and just spoiling them rotten. And you know, they're all girls, and they've all been to war, and gosh, they just need people just to love on them. And so that's what we did. And they went out, and then we stayed at that hoity-toity hotel. What is that?
Hotel Drover?
Drover.
I looked into that. So, is it fancy?
So, it's the best hotel in all of Fort Worth. Okay. I promise you it is.
It's beautiful.
So what I heard is the reason I never stayed there, everybody told me it was like $1,500 and $2,000 a night. I'm like, somebody's on crack wanting that. It was $400. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? It's a big, nice, fancy hotel.
And
if you're going to splurge on a bunch of friends, and if that's one of the ways that you support Israel, why would you not do that? Right. So, man, we did that. And it was great. And our food was awesome. We went over to H3.
Oh, it's good there.
And I love H3. And we went over there and ate. And then we walked around. We heard a bunch of bands and just did the Fort Worth Stockyards thing.
That's cool. I heard they got boots.
Oh, they did. Yeah, I bought all the girls' boots. I sure did. You know, that's one of the ways. Listen, we have to rescue our rescuers, right?
Amen.
And that's what we do all over the world. Not only do we rescue kids out of the horrors of sexual trafficking, more than 10,000 kids we've rescued now. But the reason why we're able to be so successful and rescue several thousand kids a year now is simply because we continue to rescue our rescuers. Mm-hmm. And in the nation of Israel, we have churches, we have bomb shelters, we have an old folks home for Ethiopian Jewish people that made that long journey, and we take care of those people. We've got so many things. And of course, we save kids out of trafficking over there. Plus, we also have a food bank. We have a food bank. We have a soup kitchen. We have a rehab center. All of that is just in the nation of Israel. We hardly ever even talk about it because we do so much stuff in Uganda and in Mexico and in the Amazon.
And with Israel at war, when a bunch of reserves had to go in, we also equipped them as a body.
Yeah, we actually spent more than $150,000 on buying IDF soldiers helmets and bulletproof vests and all the stuff that they needed. And then we did these huge outreaches for their families while their kids went to war. And so that's just one of the things that we do. And guys, if you're part of ODX.TV, you're helping me do that. If you support Schreiber Ministries, if you support Answer International, if you are a member of Stage 2 or Stage 3 at ODX.TV, that's part of the work that you and I are doing together. It's amazing. Guys, sitting right here next to me is Mr. Benjamin Allen Brewer.
Yes, here I am.
What are you doing, man?
Oh, man, just recovering from all that shopping we did yesterday.
Yeah, so the girls, we called him and said, hey, man, you're on the clock. I need you to go help them find boots. Thank you, son. And
he did
it.
Beautiful 3.5-4 hours of boot shopping.
Yeah. I see Steven up in Las Colinas, by the way. It's good to see you, my friend. Also,
hey,
I see Manitoba, Canada. You and I are going to be there in 3 weeks. We're going to be in Manitoba, Canada.
Golly, it's rather quick.
It's 3 weeks, man.
I had to go sit back in my pew-pew.
Yeah, I know.
You have to say certain words.
Yeah.
It's fine. But you have to... Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there
for you, too, so you don't get censored.
Thank you very much. So, guys, speaking of being censored, here in about 30 minutes, we're going to be going behind the veil, which is exclusive to ODX.TV for our Stage 2 and our Stage 3 people. And for all of our partners to help us, guys, we're going exclusively behind the bell so that we can avoid the censoring that takes place across all of our other social media platforms. And it's also a really good way to get people to stand with our kids all throughout the planet Earth. So, Miss Rebecca, you're here today. What are you going to talk to us about?
So today we're going to talk about the bundle that you get if you sign up to be a Stage 3, 2, and 3 and partner with us. So it is a book from you, The Best of Brewer. And Connie, can you, is this a shirt or a sweater?
Yeah, that's a t-shirt.
A t-shirt.
With ODX.TV and also the Redeeming Your Timeline Battle Cry card.
So if you sign up and you become first time sign up, you will get this bundled mailed to you.
Okay.
We're so excited.
Listen, you need the swag. I'm just telling you right now, all the cool kids are doing it. Renowned people. I don't know if you guys saw the Met in New York the other day, but there's several people with ODX.TV shirts on. I don't know if y'all saw that or not.
No.
Did y'all see
no.
that?
No.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was very...
I don't know if you're being sarcastic or not.
No, of course I am.
Yes.
It's like everybody wears a $100,000 dress to that thing. If you guys
have the Met Gala.
I was thinking the Met's like the baseball team.
Me too. I thought like, what? Sorry.
This is like, I don't know if he's being serious.
Try hard and stay with me, kids.
Yes, sir.
There you go. So, and then Miss Connie, what are you going to talk about today?
I'm going to talk about the fact that we have one of my absolute new favorite people who is joining us today as a guest, talking about his book, Transparent. It is David Richardson, and it's Junior, but I call him Mr. Richardson. I am so excited that he is joining us today. He has an amazing book that we've mentioned. It's Transparent, and the subtitle is really good to help you understand kind of what it's about. It's about how to see through the powerful assumptions that control you. I am super excited. He is so wise, and he comes from a family of ministry. He's been in ministry for a long, long time. And this book was him finally being able to put all of that knowledge, all of that wisdom into one place. So I'm super excited that we get to talk to him today.
Okay, so you was telling me yesterday when we were talking about this guy, and by the way, you're like the content queen of the universe. A lot of the credit that I get for content actually comes from Connie.
Yeah.
Because Connie reads everything and does everything. She's like, Pastor Troy, you got to look into this. You got to do that. You got to do this. And so she's always either handing me a book. It always either has to do with Nephilim or it has to do with some strange, I don't know, something from the Middle East and worldwide agenda. Or she hands me a Louis Lamar book. She's big into...
He is my favorite author.
She's a monster Louis Lamar guy. Or she's sending me some awesome on how to live your life through a biblical world lens and what is this. And she, when she was first telling me about this, the thing that I remember you told me, Connie, is like, okay... He's constantly talking about the assumptions that you make based off of things that are not true, right? That was this book.
Yes.
Right? And then you also told me, you said, he's got this brilliant thing that he says, and I'm going to paraphrase it because it's been a while back, but you said, he said that truth equals what's real. And right? Do you remember that whole deal?
Yes, like true things match real things or real things match true things. So good.
So we can see this today all over the campuses. And by the way, I'm happy here in Texas. They're coming in with horses and running out all those Palestinian people and saying, and they're not even Palestinian. I mean, they're pro-Palestinian, which means they're pro-chaos. And they're bringing them in there and say, listen, all this aggression, the reason why we're burning your buildings and we're persecuting your Jewish students. The reason why we're burning your flags is because we're so oppressed. Baloney. Your aggression is not born out of oppression. We do not buy it. And by the way, do not tell us that we are your oppressors, right? Well, that whole thing is exactly what he's talking about because there are these people that are living in a reality that is not even real because they buy what is not true.
Right.
And so this guy's going to walk us through this. And his book is called Transparent. His book is called Transparent. So, assumptions that control you. Now, friends, before we get directly to him, I am going to show you a very happy and fun video. It's 2 minutes long, and it's from Pastor Suwanami's last trip to Mexico. This is from last week. Watch this.
This trip was incredible. It's Mexico. There's no time for me to think it over. I can feel this power breaking through. Every trip has a face, a name, a smile that you will never forget. I just keep on going, running, staying strong. Gotta keep
keep my head up when the road is long.
We like to bring gift, clothing, candy, food. And to hear one of the boys saying, I know how it feels to be a millionaire. Is what you and I make them feel.
Not only are we rescuing them, but we're actually bringing them into something that is much better than they could ever imagine.
I'm glad we get to be part of something that is changing the world, that what we do, nobody else is doing. His kingdom.
I have found the only living proof. There just must be something in the water. Can see a new dawn breaking through.
We are rescuing the rescuers, and we spend time with them. We love of them. We hear their stories.
Thank you for believing in us and giving us hope. Thank you for walking alongside, and thank you for helping us to rewrite new stories and new beginnings.
I'm gonna free my weary soul. I'm gonna free my love.
Guys, we're doing an amazing job. I love this. Thank you.
Freedom, freedom.
And we declare, God, that this will set those kids free from the chains of prostitution. Freedom in the name of Jesus. Freedom.
Freedom. Moving like a river in my soul.
Come on, everybody. Man, that is amazing. So I'm so happy that we were able to do another trip. And, you know, this whole trip was just to make sure that our rescuers have everything that they need. And then, of course, we had to go ahead and we had to rescue some more kids while we were there. We had the opportunity to rescue a 12-year-old child who was being prostituted in a bar. And we did. We absolutely rescued. And we teamed up with some federal special operators. We funded the entire program. They went in, they busted the place, they rescued the little girl. And then we discovered a whole bunch of other kids and a bunch of other people to rescue. While we also, you and I, are funding the DAs to come in from out of state and from different places to make sure that the prosecution of these traffickers goes all the way through and that corruption doesn't happen so that these jokers are thrown under the bus. That is what we do all over the world. And we did it. And now that little girl is being turned over to us. And she is one of over 4,000 kids that we have under our care at this very second. And guys, she's being saved in every way that a girl can be saved. So we were talking about this yesterday, guys, about the big thing that happened last week is that the government wants us to work with them, a very special operating team that one of our people has been able to put together, this professional from that state, this professional from that state, this person from that area, this person from that area. And we are funding all these raids that these guys are doing at $2,000 a piece. You guys remember all that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, sir.
It's one of the, so we've never been able to actually put down a number on how much does it cost to rescue a kid because it's all over the map. In this case, we can absolutely say that $2,000 will rescue the one kid they're going after and then whatever other kids they find.
Right.
And so it might be, who knows how many kids there are. But then the next part of that is we also fund all of their tech, all of their computers,
correct,
all of their safety equipment, and they don't want to use it from the government because there's people corrupt in the government. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we want our own stuff, but we cannot buy it. Okay, so we bought it. So we spent $40,000 last week. We need to spend some other $40,000 as well to continue to do that. And as they need more equipment, we bought their bulletproof vests, we bought their computers, we bought their special cameras, we bought all their stuff. And that cost $40,000. And then they are turning all those kids over to us. And every new home that we build as soon, and by the way, these homes are already actually built. Mm-hmm. We just have to actually bring them into compliance with the Mexican federal government, and that cost $100,000 to do that. That's what it cost. And so I said yes this last week to over $400,000 worth of stuff that we need to get done in order to rescue an untold number of kids. Do I have that money? No. Do I believe that it'll come in? Yes, I do.
And so I went ahead and said yes. And I mean, I signed the dotted line, the whole nine yards. We are responsible for that. And guys, we're asking people to help us because we love these kids. This is real. This is legit. And as soon as we can get the first house in compliance, they are going to release these kids from a jail. They are literally in jail because they have no place to put them. Mm-hmm. We can bring them out of the jail and put them into our home, and then we can raise them in the admonition of the Lord, and we can love them. Guys, we have a picture of a whole bunch of kids that are hoping and praying that we will be able to get this place into compliance. All of those kids have been brought out of prostitution. Every single one of those kids have. And this is specifically mostly a group of boys. And that's a really big deal because there are no boys' homes within that area. It's all girls' homes. So we are opening up the very first boys' home. And then those kids are sitting in a jail cell right now. They live in a jail. That's where they live because there's no place to put them. Guys, those girls, that is a 12-year-old and a couple of 13-year-old girls that have babies down there on the right. That also requires special compliance, and we are moving those girls to Cancun because we already have a home there that has the compliance for sexually trafficked children, and we're going to be moving those kids all the way across the state, and we're doing that. But all these boys, man, they're all coming to live with us. So stand with us, help us, and this is real and it's legit.
All right.
Yep.
Yes. It really and truly is. All right. Okay, guys, you can call the number. Call 877-413-0888. And get somebody to pray with you, talk with us about it, or stand with us at odx.tv.
If you sign up, we got the prices that you wanted. So if you sign up for stage two, it's $11.99 a month.
Awesome.
If you do it annually, it's $117. For stage three, it's $47.99 a month. And if you want to do it the whole, if you want to do B2 and 3, it's $497 for the whole year.
Outstanding, guys. So. Encourage you guys to do that. Thank you so much, man, for standing with us on that and for helping us. Okay, guys, today we have a very, very special guest. And this guy is a guy that has served over 30 years in ministry and primarily to university professors, which wow. Think about that. Man, you got to rescue the rescuers, right? That's our whole thing. Rescue the rescuers. And him looking at the people in his own academic community, wow. He's like, I got to provide resources to help these guys out.
Amen.
And he started doing this kind of work. And when he did it, he didn't just do it halfway. He did it all the way. Mm-hmm. And wait till you see how this works. Wait till you hear about the content of his book. Guys, you guys are going to love this. This is Dr. David W. Richardson, Jr. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Troy, thanks for having me on.
Golly, we cannot believe that you joined us. Thanks.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. This is always fun to talk about the things that that the Lord's doing, you know, in our ministry. And it's a real special one. I'm looking forward to sharing it with you.
Well, especially seeing what we're seeing on college campuses today, and where, you know, that's literally born from the leadership that is on the campuses that has put out the seeds of that mess. And then you got these other professors that are fighting and they're trying hard, man, to be godly people, and they have very little support, don't they?
Oh, that's for sure. If there's 5% of university professors who are actually Christians, that would be a large number. and so consequently, you've either got a bunch of people that don't care, or there's a fair number that are actually quite hostile to the Christian faith and want to eradicate it. So that's not always the easiest place to work in.
I want to tell you, you're going to become one of our favorite people in the whole world. And everybody that's watching us is just going to love you because this is our heart. Though we're not in, you know, academic circles. We're not near as smart as you are, sir. with that said, we understand. I mean, we understand what it's like to go, hey, we had to support the few that are remaining standing. And you didn't just say, hey, we support you, we love you. You actually built so many things, and then you came up with so many things, and it's just brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the fun thing about that is that while I am, I've got some experience in the academic world, I'm just the son of a truck driver. I grew up in a single wide trailer house and have this ability to translate the complex ideas of the university and of the culture into everyday language so that people understand why it affects them the way it does and what they can do to bring truth from God and the Bible back into the conversation in a way that redeems the culture.
Mm-hmm. So you're not just prescribing dope for everybody that has anxiety.
Oh, no.
Okay. That's good. So you're actually coming up. No, we need to know what this is and we need to understand what this is. And this is how this actually works.
Yes. Yeah. My thing is discernment. There's, of course, the spiritual gift of discernment, but what I'm focusing on is what you see in Hebrews 5:14. It says that solid food is for the mature who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil. So discernment is something that requires training and practice. Mm-hmm. And over the years, as I've been doing apologetics, you know, just as a college student and then in my ministry with professors and now where I am now with Assumptions Institute, developed this unique system that allows people to discern good and evil, true and false, in real world issues, real world situations, not just in, you know, religious things, but in politics, in economics, in art, in the media, all the different messages that we're having to deal with every day. How can I discern what's true, what's not, and how can I figure out how to connect truth from God and the Bible to those real world situations?
So good. Okay, so I've been in ministry full-time since 1986, and we do work all over the world, and we work, of course, with pastors and with rescuers and all the stuff that we do. And one of the things that I find that we can make the biggest difference in is simply helping pastors and leaders and entrepreneurs that want to rescue kids, that want to feed people, that want to bring the kingdom, to help them to know how to make right decisions. Just the whole, everybody's decision-making paradigm is so messed up and they don't know what to base it off of. Do they base it off of culture? And you can't even really base it off just our primitive understanding of the word of God, because we phase in and out of learning the word over and over and over. And depending upon what part of the cycle people are in, you know, it's like, okay, wait, look, you need to take what you do know of the word of God and you need to put it into this kind of paradigm. And that's actually what you've done, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And what this system is all about is actually helping people to connect truth from God and the Bible to real world issues, real world situations. So that as you're watching a TV show or a movie, as you're on social media or other things like that, can I discern what's true, what's not, and reliably identify truth? Because, you know, the issue for most people is they read the Bible and they understand, yeah, it's true, but they don't know why it's true. What we do oftentimes with students, with our friends, is we tell them about Jesus and we tell them about the truths in the Bible and expose them to truths over and over and over again, but with no training on how to recognize anything is true. And if you don't know how to recognize anything is true, you'll recognize nothing is true.
Wow. Okay, so
where most people are. And so they just kind of go with their gut feeling. They don't know how to recognize truth.
Okay. All right. So the bottom line is, how do you tell people, and what is your system, and what is that for being able to recognize truth? Here we go.
Well, I go from an entirely different direction than most people do. I'm not looking at worldviews. I'm not looking at sophisticated arguments, complex ideologies, none of that. All I'm looking at are the simple assumptions that make the argument possible. And I'd spend a lot of time figuring out what those are and cataloging them and then creating a tool to detect them. And that tool is actually a phone app so you can carry it with you as you are going about your day. And if you want to try and figure out what the assumptions are, ding, 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 four steps, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, you know what they are. And whether those things match who God is and the truth in his word or whether they don't. And that's the transparent app is the automation of the critical assumptions test that I developed so that you can actually think for yourself. You don't have to be told what to think. Mm-hmm. You don't have to rely on somebody else. You'll have the skill for yourself. And, you know, parents love that because, well, you know, you tell kids, well, don't watch that or don't do that. It's not true or it's not safe or whatever it is. But why? Well, the students don't know. It's just because mom and dad told me. But if I have the ability to figure it out for myself, likewise, they can leave home, go off to the university, the workforce, the military, wherever their young adult life takes them, and they don't have to worry about those things. They'll know whether it's true. They'll know whether it matches who God is and the truth in his word so that they can grow in their faith, engage the culture, and influence other people for Christ rather than just getting bowled over by it.
You know, Pontius Pilate asked the question, what is truth, right? He asked King Jesus, so what is truth? Yep. But he didn't stick around for the answer.
Nope.
He just said, I find no fault, and he ran out of the room because he had no grid for how to be able to find out what is truth. So the assumption that he came to is there's no such thing as real truth, and yet truth was looking him in the face. So had he had this tool, he might have made a completely different decision.
Well, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, besides the fact that truth is a person, and standing right next to him.
That's right. That's exactly right. Okay. So, Connie, you've been through this app. And by the way, you've been telling me and you've been just going, oh, my gosh, you got to see this app. It's so helpful. It's so useful because this guy not only came up with all this, but then he built an app that anybody can use every single day for the questions that they have in life.
Right. And you can use it while you're watching anything on TV, movies. It can be like a political discussion. It can be, I think he mentioned reading an article. It's like anytime you come across an opinion, you can use this app to discern, okay, what is the gist of this? What is the truth at the bottom of this matter? And I love how he relates it to the iceberg, which is on the cover of his book. And it's also when you look for the app, that's the image that's on the app is an iceberg. And he talks about how you the things that you see above the waterline are actually based on the things that are below the waterline. And those things are carry greater weight and are bigger than what's on top of than what you can see. And so it was just amazing to me that because, I mean, you hear assumptions and the thought of assumptions are, oh, OK, those are small things. Those are small matters. Doesn't really matter. It doesn't hold weight to anything that's real. But actually, the assumptions are what we base our thought processes on, the way we view the world, the way that we make choices. We base those things off of our assumptions. Wow. And so I was so grateful for this, the book, the app, the tools, the courses that he offers, because it not only helped me discern what other agendas or what other assumptions I'm coming up against, but it also helped me to look and see what are my assumptions. Wow. Like, what am I assuming and how am I basing my life or my choices off of those assumptions? And are those assumptions true? Are they real?
Brother David, don't you just love having students like this, man?
I love it.
I would love it if anybody read any of my books and could just tell everybody all about it like that. That's how powerful your book and your app is, man. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
It's amazing.
It's years of work, not only helping professors figure out what to do, but discovering that this thing is so simple, a middle schooler, a 13-year-old can figure this out, and they can discern truth for themselves. Mm. We're seeing 65% of young people every year walk away from the church. Few ever come back. Mm-hmm. And it's been going on for decades. And one of the reasons why is because they say, well, it might be true for mom and dad, but it's not true for me.
Wow.
And it's because they don't know what true is.
Wow.
So,
man, that's powerful.
So they just kind of go with their gut feeling and they just walk. And instead, we would be able to say, this is why this book is true. This is why God and the Bible are reliable sources for information and how to relate it to real world things. Because most people, you know, they think, well, the Bible's good for my personal life. You know, I'm having a little guilt here, so I'll have a little Jesus and that'll help me out. Or I'm going through a crisis. And so, Jesus is for your personal life. But if he made everything and knows everything, then he's the smartest guy in the room every day. Mm. But, you don't find science in the Bible in the sense of the scientific method or other things like that. Yeah. So if God knows everything about everything, it's not clear for most people how does the Bible connect with those real world things? That's what I faced with my ministry with professors, is they understand how to do ministry. You know, I can teach them how to share their faith and meet the spiritual needs of their students and their coworkers. But it, when it comes to what they do in the classroom, what they do professionally, their teaching and research, I ask them, what does God have to do with what you do? And then they ask, well, what does God have to do with the chemical equation? I teach 18 weeks of calculus. I mean, I could talk about God or not talk about God in my class. I don't see that it makes that much difference. Outside of class, sure, I get it. And I'm all over that. But in my class, they don't know how to make the connections. Mm-hmm. And short of expecting them to go get a postgraduate degree in the philosophy of religion or something, they're not going to do anything more than what they already know. So I was looking for a simple solution, something that would actually work in a state university classroom to change what's going on there. And that's how I eventually wound up discovering the power of assumptions, formulating the critical assumptions test. And I'd go back to the same professors and I'd say, okay, let me see your course. You know, a senior level course in aerospace engineering, like I really know a lot about that, but I can get at the simple assumptions behind the course. And when I show the professor, these are the things you're assuming that don't match the real world. They don't match who God is in the truth in his word. Now, this is how you adjust it. Mm-hmm. Now, this, and watch what it does to your course. It changes the output. And
wow.
That's how you do it? Yeah.
Wow.
And then they teach the courses differently.
Okay. All right. We're about to go behind the veil at odx.tv, and it's just for all the people that are partners with us, and there's several thousand people that's still going to hang on, and they're going to be a part of this afterwards. But and we're actually going to go through the app. I got some specific questions. I'm going to test drive some of your stuff, right?
Sure.
Okay. And we'll actually do that together. And so if you're like, oh, no, I need to see all this. Number one, I want you to go to his site and get this app. I need you to get this book. This book is called Transparent. And it says, How to See Through the Powerful Assumptions That Control You. That's what this book is called. It also has, you know, we're all about these things, by the way. And I'm also about this sorcery here that you put your phone up to, and then it brings up a video, and it brings all the things and all that. Guys, this has all of this. And I want to say this, for the first five people that sign up today for odx.tv, not only are you going to get the bundle, but you're going to get a signed copy of this. This man of God actually sent us five of these. And they're signed, and that's going to be your free gift whenever you sign up to help us save boys and girls out of sexual trafficking all throughout the planet Earth. Which, by the way, what did you think about that when you heard that that's what we do?
Oh, well, I have another friend of mine out here that's in a similar ministry, and I love it.
Man,
it's a critical need, and it's something that so many Christians, they say, well, either they've got their head in the sand, they don't know what's going on, mm-hmm. or when they discover that it is, it's like, well, what do you do about it? It takes brave people. It really does. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for the men and women that get into that kind of ministry, because it saves lives, not just from the sex trafficking, but all the drugs, the demonic stuff, all other destructive things that not only rip apart those kids, but also our culture by facilitating this stuff.
That's correct.
Continuing to permeate our culture. And I'm glad that you do what you do.
Thank you, sir. Well, you're actually a part of it now from now on. So thank you so much for joining us today. So how do people find your app? How do people find your book? How do people do that?
Well, it's really easy. You go to learntodiscern.com/pulse24.
Okay.
We've got a special page just for your viewers, and they can learn about the book. They can learn about the app. They can see some of my past interviews and learn more about how you can acquire the skill for yourself to determine what's true, what's not, and you can think for yourself without having to be told what's true.
Okay, I think that we probably have a lower third. That's not my job, so I'm sure that, yeah. So we got a lower third there. And guys, go there, check that out. He has something special just for Pulse watchers today. Go there and check it out. We cannot endorse this guy enough. I'm telling you, the guys right here on our team, led by Connie, is so fired up about this. And it's something she actually uses. I promise you, today I'm downloading all this stuff. I promise you, I'm going to get my pastors to download this stuff. We're going to start talking about this. It's going to be part of our pastoral meeting on how do we make decisions and how do we teach people how to do that. And guys, I want to encourage you guys to go do that. Now, I want to close up here before we go behind the veil. Is there anything left that we need to do?
Nope, just a reminder that all your TV shows, Stickleback, is uploaded, and the weekend marriage retreat this past weekend at Redemption Ranch for all ODX members. So
all ODX members, man, again, there's several thousand videos that you guys can watch on there, including all of the Pulse, everything that we've done, everything we've ever recorded, everything that we are recording. It all gets uploaded to ODX.TV. One stop shop for all things Troy Brewer and Troy Brewer Ministry. So, guys, thank you so much for joining us today. Guys, we're going to go behind the veil, exclusive to ODX.TV.